Just your thoughts on having Raspis under contract for the next 6 years.
Well, we're excited about it. You know, really seven if you can. We still got a half a year.
Yeah, six and a half.
Under his consisting contract for the remainder of this year, and just where we think Raspis is trending to, Pat. You know, we've seen it even, although, you know, he's just in his second year here, but we've seen him at times. I mean, anybody that follows the team has just seen the growth of him over the course of the last year and a half. And, you know, here's a player who was drafted, you know, went to the American League, and in 2 years in the American League became a real dominant player at that level, was an all-star at that level, you know, joined our team on a full-time basis last year. And to me, he's just continually, you know, improved and you know, you see him now at times taking on top pair minutes, playing both sides of special teams. And to have a young right shot defenseman at his age having really locked up for, you know, the next 6.5 years, it's, we felt it was a priority and something we wanted to try to get ahead of. And, you know, it's a good deal for Rasmus, and we think it's going to be a real good deal for the Calgary Flames, so we're excited to get it done.
When you sign a deal like this and when you go long-term, obviously there has to be some projecting that is done. What are the projections? How do you see Rasmus Anderson as he continues to progress in his career?
Well, I just, you know, you look, you're exactly right. When you're talking about a commitment of this nature, I mean, you obviously want to make sure you know the individual. Obviously, we know Rasmus inside and out. And I'll talk about the person first. I think this is as much as, you know, fans see him on the ice and the talent that he has. I look at this guy as a real key member of our core moving forward. Ultimate competitive competitor. And you look where Rasmus has come and the way he's really dug in to his craft, the way he's looked after himself and learned to really to dial things in both on and off the ice. And I think the sky's the limit for him, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he's capable, and we've seen it even a short time of his career now, to log big minutes. He can play on, you know, he can defend, he can create offense. I think the offensive part of his game and the numbers that go along with that will only continue to grow as he matures and as he, you know, like I said, this is a guy who's in the second year of his career at the NHL level. So I just think the sky's the limit for him. And when you get top four defensemen, and I think he's all that and maybe a top pairing guy on a regular basis at some time in the very near future, to get them locked up at the number we got him locked up at, I think that's something that's, you know, for the term that we got and the number that we got, I think mm-hmm. it's a good deal for us. And, you know, he's going to continue to improve. We're just seeing Rasmus scratch the surface right now. But not only the player on the ice, but the individual, like I said, the competitive juice that he brings to his game and brings to our locker room. He's loved by his teammates. And I think he's going to continue to take on more and more of a leadership role, you know, each day and each month and each year that goes by. So really good day to be able to get this knocked out and to get Rask locked up.
Final thought for you, Brad. It's Flames General Manager Brad Tree living with us on the program. Rasmus Anderson has signed a 6-year contract extension. This day and age, how important is it to have cost certainty with a guy like Rasmus, who clearly is going to be such a big part of your team for years to come, and to have that, you know, throughout the most important years of his career?
Well, it's critical. You know, managing the cap and managing your payroll is, you know, we talked about it last week when we did the deal for Frolik. You know, cap space and having cost certainty is, it's a huge asset in today's environment. And like I said, when you can have a player with, we project that is going to be a top four defenseman for, you know, the balance of the time in this contract, and play big minutes, and is versatile and is still very young, we think that goes a long way in setting us up for how we continue to build our team. And you know, when you can get out in front of a deal like this, and that's what we tried to do, you know, like I said, this is still a young player that's got lots of growth potential, and as him and I talked today, he's going to work to fulfill that potential. I think we're going to be looking back on this in the very near term and think that this is a real good deal. And so you're always projecting in situations like this, but we think it's a real fair bet based upon the individual and where we think his game's going to go to.
Brad, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for doing this with us this afternoon, and congratulations on getting Rasmus under contract for the next 6+ years. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Pat. Have a good night.